the broadcast will be audible to your pets at home and to the pets here in the gallery, but just barely audible to the rest of us. So for those of you who are tuning in and maybe can't make out what you're hearing, I'll be reading from the Cliff Notes so you can kind of follow along with what's happening. So, are we ready? There we go. So, in the first chapter of the book, the stage is set that there's a farm that's run by a person named Mr. Jones, and the farm is called Manor Farm. And the summary reads that after Mr. Jones, the owner of Manor Farm, falls asleep in a drunken stupor, all of his animals meet in a big barn at the request of Old Major. Old Major is a 12-year-old pig. In fact, I think I have enough time here to give you just a little character analysis of Mr. Jones before I go on with the summary. I'm sorry. Old Major, a wise and persuasive pig. Old Major inspires the rebellion with his rhetorical skill and ability to get the other animals to share his indignation. When he announces that he wishes to share the contents of his strange dream with his companions, all the animals comply, demonstrating the great respect they have for such an important, that is, major figure. His speech about the tyranny of man is notable for its methodical enumeration of man's wrongs against the animals. Listening all of the man's crimes, Old Major rouses the other animals into planning a rebellion. His leading them in singing a song called Beasts of England is another demonstration of his rhetorical skills. For after he teaches the animals the song about a world untainted by human hands, the animals sing it 5 times in succession. The flaw in Old Major's thinking is that he places total blame on man for all the animals' ills. According to him, once they remove man from the scene, that's in quotes, then the, quote, root cause of hunger and overwork will be abolished forever. But clearly, Old Major believes that man is capable only of doing harm and that animals are capable only of doing good. And such one-dimensional thinking that ignores the desires of power inherent in all things can only result in its being disproved. Also ironic is Old Major's admonition of the animals. Remember also that in fighting against man, we must not come to resemble him. That's a quote. Now, this warning is ignored by Napoleon, who we'll meet later in the book, and the other pigs, who, by the novel's end, completely resemble their human masters. But we'll get there. All right, so here I was, going on with the summary. Okay, Major delivers a rousing political speech about the evils inflicted upon them by their human keepers and their need to rebel against the tyranny of man. After elaborating on the various ways that man has exploited and harmed the animals, Major mentions a strange dream of his in which he saw a vision of the earth without humans. He then teaches the animals a song, Beasts of England, which they sing repeatedly until they awaken Jones, that's the farmer, who fires his gun from the bedroom window thinking that there's a fox in the yard. Now, frightened by this shot, the animals disperse and they all go to sleep, and that concludes the first chapter of the book. So, in commentary, the Cliff Notes read, several of the novel's main characters are introduced in this chapter. Orwell paints their dominant characteristics with broad strokes. Jones, for example, is presented as a drunken, careless ruler whose drinking bellies the upscale impression he hopes to create with the name of his farm. In addition, Jones' very